Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are, and welcome to the second episode of Lab Tech. This is a very special episode with our very own, very popular superhero in pink, Mark.
I do come in other colours, but it does seem that I do wear a lot of pink on these episodes.
Yeah, just want to start this episode by stating the fact that, you know, we've reached 100 million transactions on the Ads Explorer today. And a massive, massive thank you to all the community members who've supported us all through the project and the team members who've put their blood, sweat, tears, their soul into making this happen. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it really is a phenomenal achievement. And one of the things you taught me about that today was that that's not just 100 million impressions. You know, I think you were saying it's 2.5 or 2.6 impressions per transaction.
That's right. So there is one transaction per page load. And usually there are multiple ad impressions delivered as part of each transaction. So if you click on each of those individual transactions, you will see that there are sometimes two, sometimes three, sometimes five, sometimes many more than that. So the number of ad impressions that have been delivered are much greater than the 100 million that we saw today.
And that, as I say, is a phenomenal achievement. And you know, talking of hundreds of millions, it's quite a good segue into the conversation today, which is to discuss circulating supply. Because as you all know, we have 250 million ads tokens. And lots of people ask questions about circulating supply. And you and I have talked about this quite a lot and have decided that it would be a good idea to sort of update everybody on what we mean by that. And I guess I'm newer to the crypto world than you. So from a purist crypto perspective, when you say circulating supply, what do you mean?
So circulating supply in crypto terms means those tokens which have been completely unlocked, completely vested, and are available for trade in the market. So that's what it means. But what it means for a project really is that the number of tokens that are circulating actually contribute to the total market cap of a project, of a token. So in very simple arithmetic, the total market cap of a token is equal to the product of the circulating supply of those tokens multiplied by the value of each of those tokens. So, for example, if you have a circulating supply of 10 million, and if you have each of those tokens valued at a dollar, then the total market cap of that project or that token would be 10 million tokens multiplied by $1, which would be $10 million.
I'm glad you stuck at 10, so I didn't have to take my socks and shoes off to do the math. So that is kind. So I guess if we focus on the why we're here, that's because from a legal perspective, which is where I sit, circulating supply means something slightly different. It means the number of tokens that are available for trade, whether or not they are posted on exchanges, whether or not the owner of those tokens has any intention of putting those tokens up for trade, that would still be circulating supply. So I guess, you know, you and I have discussed this, and why we're here today is to provide the listeners, our community, with an update. The reasons for that are to give a more accurate reflection of the market value of the token, as you've just outlined. Also, the numbers that we're going to talk about are a bit different to those that the community have perhaps seen to date, and we want to reassure the community that there is no significant change to the market. The token is not suddenly going to flood into exchanges, causing a possible depression in the price.
Absolutely, Mark. So one of the key concerns that people or the community members will have for any project is a sudden increase in the circulating supply of any token. Because an increased supply of tokens in the market undermines the value of the tokens that are currently held by any of these community members. And that remains a key concern. So we are here to address that concern. We are here to say, what is our position? We are here to communicate in very clear terms, what does that mean for the community? So that is one of the key intentions of this podcast.
And I think this is one of the reasons I was always pleased to join the Alchemy Project was everybody's desire to be transparent. We are very communicative with our audience, with Telegram, with Discord, with X, and various other ways. And you know, we hope that people listening to this will understand that our intention here is to be completely transparent so that there are no overlying concerns.
Absolutely, Mark. You know, in fact, we were just talking about the 100 million transactions on the Ads Explorer. That is due to our commitment to be transparent about the impressions that are flowing through the exchange, transparent about the value of the impressions, transparent about the value as perceived by the advertisers, the value as perceived by publishers. All of that is due to the fact that we want to be transparent. We want to put that information out in the open. And circulating supply is, again, another attempt at increasing that transparency that we talk about.
This might be a very good opportunity for people to grab a coffee or other caffeinated beverage, because I think before we give you the update, it is going to be necessary to talk about a few terms that have both crypto and legal meanings, so that you will understand what conclusions we have drawn as a result of our discussions. So, looking at terminology, let's first talk about vesting. So I think that is the first stage between vested and unvested. And obviously, when you and the team created the ads token, you know, you had a vesting schedule, which has now, I believe, completed.
Absolutely. So it's very important for us to have a vesting schedule so that people or the team members or the advisors or whoever they are do not start using those tokens for a certain period of time. And that's the vesting period that we define. And it's different for different categories of tokens. Like, for example, there was a vesting period for some of the tokens in the private sale. There is a vesting schedule that we define as part of some of the contracts and so on and so forth. So it's very important for us to have that vesting schedule. And each of these buckets of tokens have their own vesting schedule. And once that schedule has expired, once that period of time has expired, the tokens then become fully vested.
Yes, and from a legal perspective, while it's impossible to give absolutes, generally something that's unvested has no value. It doesn't really exist. You can't do anything with it, and therefore its value is in effect zero. So we are now, as I understand it, fully vested. Is that right?
That's absolutely right. We're 100% vested.
Great. And once something is vested, one of the really interesting things for me is that many crypto companies have white papers where they allocate their tokens into sort of different, I was going to say buckets, but I guess wallets is probably a slightly more sort of terminology-friendly way of describing it.
That's true. For now, let's look at it as allocated for a certain purpose, whether they are buckets, whether they are in a certain wallet, whether they are all combined into a wallet is entirely the prerogative of the project that we want to deal with. But the whole point of allocating tokens is to ensure that a certain number of tokens are available for a certain purpose, whether that's for marketing, whether that's for development, whether that's for platform usage, and so on and so forth. So we have allocated all of these 250 million tokens, and that allocation is available on alchemy.org, our website, and you can see how each of these 250 million tokens have been allocated and what purposes they are intended to be used for. So tokens are said to be vesting when they are locked in a certain purpose. Like, for example, we have private sales. We have contracts with advisors. We have contracts with other people, other parties. And when these tokens are allocated or given to these different parties, we do not want, or we would like to restrict the usage of these tokens from the day the tokens are provided or allocated. So that is when a vesting period would come in, where certain number of tokens would get vested over a certain period of time. Like, for example, 25% of the tokens may get vested after 3 months, another 25% after 6 months, and so on and so forth. So the tokens will only become available for trade or available for real usage once the vesting period has completed and the tokens are then completely vested.
From a legal perspective, that's critical, because tokens that are vesting rather than vested have no real value. They can't be used for anything. That they may exist, but for all purposes, pretty much, they're nothing. So am I right in thinking that all ads are now fully vested?
Absolutely. 100% of ads tokens are vested.
Allocated is slightly more complicated than vesting, because vesting is simply vested or not vested.
Correct.
Whereas allocated, when you have a group of companies like Alchemy that span a number of different jurisdictions, is an interesting but informal dynamic, because you are saying that we have various sectors that we might wish to use tokens for. For example, for staff, for marketing, for the platform. And different Alchemy companies are responsible for those different elements. So, for example, there are lots of different Alchemy companies with staff. So we allocate tokens to staff, but then those are sub-allocated in effect between the different companies that have staff. And one of the things that I find very interesting, and I would welcome your view, obviously Alchemy's white paper was very transparent from the outset about the allocation of its tokens. Is that normal for crypto companies? Do they often give a sort of preemptive allocation of tokens?
Yes, generally tokens are allocated to a certain number of buckets, but some companies do also hold back a certain number of tokens for purposes that are not very apparent at the outset. So they are called reserve tokens, where they are not allocated or unallocated tokens. So those are held back by the company, and as the company operations progress, then people may decide, okay, I want to scale up the marketing for this quarter because it may be a really busy quarter. So you may say, look, there's a bull market coming. I want to amp up the marketing. So I'll take some of my reserve tokens and allocate that to the marketing bucket. So those reserved or unallocated tokens would then become allocated to one of the existing or new buckets potentially.
So as I understand it, again, correct me if I'm wrong, but we are now 100% allocated with the tokens.
Absolutely. So 100% of Alchemy tokens are vested and all of them are completely allocated. So moving on from allocated and unallocated, there is another category of tokens which would be locked and unlocked. Now, tokens may be completely allocated, but not all tokens that are allocated may be unlocked and available for usage. So some of them may be locked and the rest may be unlocked. And this depends on the company's strategy. It may decide that during the initial phases of the company's operation, they want to allocate more tokens for development, or let's say an equal number of tokens for development and marketing. But more tokens may be required for the development in the initial stages than for marketing. And as the company progresses, more number of tokens may become available or unlocked for marketing than for development. So there may be a difference in the number of tokens that are unlocked for each of these allocations. So unlocked tokens are those that are available for usage, and locked tokens are tokens which may be allocated but not available for usage.
And again, just putting a legal spin on this, I mean, that concept of locking is usually quite formal. So, for example, you might have an agreement not to dispose of something for a period of time, or a guarantee or security agreement. Obviously, again, because you're far more technologically advanced than I am, Luddite that I am, I mean, often I presume that this is done through smart contracts that can be used quite literally to hold tokens back for a period of time. Is that how it works?
That's true. Though it's not a very strict rule in the Web3 industry, we can lock tokens in smart contracts, and some may just be locked due to administrative policies. Some may be locked due to contracts that we have or the company has with others. If they are locked in the smart contract, like for example, a hard staking program, everything that is hard staked is locked and is not available for use at all. Similarly, there may be certain contracts between two parties where we say there is a wallet that holds a certain number of tokens and it's not available for usage. So there are different ways in which that locking mechanism can really occur.
So at this moment in time, how many ADS tokens are locked?
Currently, none of the ADS tokens are locked, so we are 100% unlocked.
So the ADS tokens are 100% vested. They are 100% allocated and they are 100% unlocked. And therefore, from a legal perspective, we have a 100% circulating supply.
Absolutely. They are 100% circulating from a legal perspective. However, not all of these tokens, not all of these 250 million tokens are available for trade. So all the tokens that are vested, allocated, and unlocked, some of which are held by the company, some of which are held by the team members, some of which have are allocated to different buckets, but are not yet available for trade.
And that would be completely normal. And I cannot envisage a single crypto company where that would not be the case, because clearly there are going to be staff tokens that, for example, will be held for bonuses in the current year and perhaps following years. And they clearly are not available for trade. So, again, deferring to your experience, can you imagine any company that would say that they have every token available for trade?
Well, not that I can think of. Because, you know, there may be, for example, team tokens, as you said, and the team members may not want to put their tokens for trade simply because they see a potential in the token value going up. So why would anybody want to put them out for sale when they see that the value of the token is going to increase? So that shows the confidence in the token that the team have.
Indeed, and I agree with that. And I think that that is why we are sat here today. It's to try and explain that we are 100% circulating in the way that we think every crypto company can say that it is 100% circulating, but not every token is necessarily available for trade within that definition. So hopefully that gives you an idea of what we mean when we now say that we are 100% circulating.
Absolutely. So 100% vested, 100% allocated, 100% unlocked, but not 100% available for trading. So Mark, what does this mean for the community?
I think this is a critical moment for the community. That we get asked all the time, what is the circulating supply? Indeed, on the Telegram channel, which I may or may not feature on a regular basis, there is actually an FAQ about this. And we know that various websites, various crypto sites, they have different numbers. So I think the first point to bear in mind is that we are now in the process of updating all of these to say that all 250 million tokens are circulating. I think the reason for giving you this update first was to reassure our community that this change in circulating supply does not mean a whole load of tokens are about to appear on exchanges, which, if you follow basic concepts of supply and demand, means that, you know, there may be a reduction in the token. There is no change today as there was yesterday, but there is this difference of definition that we have discussed. And I think, you know, one of the things that our community need to be aware of is that the number of tokens that are available for trade, as we've discussed, will fluctuate minute by minute. And one of the ways, Chandra, I know now is not the opportunity to go into this in a great amount of detail because I don't want to steal yours and Chorley's thunder for another one of these talks, but obviously we buy our own token, don't we?
Absolutely. And that is one of the key reasons why the number of tokens available for trade fluctuates. Because as we get revenue into the ad exchange, we will use the fiat that is coming in as part of the transaction fees to buy back tokens. And that is done on a regular basis. And those tokens are then used to distribute rewards to the liquidity providers and to the validators. So that is not sold. Those tokens that are bought back from the open market are given to the LP providers and validators as rewards for the value that they have added to the ecosystem.
You did incredibly well to restrain yourself. I could see you almost chomping at the bit to go into the detail of how all that works. But unfortunately, Chorley would never forgive me if I stole that part from him. So having reassured the community, you know, that now we are 100% circulating, there is not a day-to-day change in the tokens that are going to appear on the various exchanges. Possibly, you know, just worth mentioning just very briefly at the end, that obviously we've just announced that we are launching in India, you know, as a result of the office over there and the community over there. You were there in person. What was the enthusiasm over there? Just not just for the Alchemy brand, but just for crypto in general while you were over there?
Oh, there's a lot of interest in crypto. There's a lot of interest in Web3 technologies. I can see a very, very young crowd, which is extremely interested in all things crypto and Web3, both from a technology perspective and also from an investment perspective. And even looking at it from an advertisement perspective, the number of ad impressions that India as a market poses is multiples of what we would hope to receive in the UK. So having a market, not just for the ads token, but also for the ad exchange, is a big step forward for us.
I really don't think you need to emphasize the young. I mean, it's only since I joined crypto that I have suddenly felt like one of the old, you know, people in the team. So yes, I think it is a great opportunity and yet another example of sort of the strategic expansion for ads. So thank you to everyone for listening. Chandra, thank you ever so much for taking the time and sitting with me today, and hopefully this will answer some questions. You know, if people do have follow-up questions, then, you know, Chandra and I and the team, you know, we are available to answer them to the best of our abilities.
Absolutely. Thank you very much to the community for all of your support. And thanks, Mark. I should be the one thanking you for gracing this occasion. You know, thank you very much for wearing your ever so popular pink.
Yes. Thanks, thank all.